Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Adding Chapters. Yes, your girl is back, and she's been a little busy, but you know how it is. We never have to apologize for taking the time we need to better ourselves, right? This is a judgment-free zone. We are unedited, and so we have to do what's best for us at all time. But the girl have missed you. I have missed you. How's everyone doing? Hope everyone's doing well. I cannot believe January is already completed and we are well on our way into February. So much has occurred, and February is like the love month, right? It's like, oh, lovey, 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 lovey. Rightfully so, girl. I'm probably needing to look for something red here for Valentine's Day coming up on Monday. I think it's definitely, no matter what your position is in life, you could celebrate Valentine's Day. You could celebrate Valentine's Day if it's just you and your kids. You could celebrate it if it's their loved one. And maybe you have a loved one that doesn't really celebrate Valentine's Day. And if you celebrate it, I mean, love on yourself. For me, Valentine's Day is every day, because I think it's super important for us to show love to ourselves all the time. But if you need like a mile marker, which there's no judgment here, so Valentine's Day is like a mile marker. You could definitely go and celebrate Valentine's Day however you seem fit, however your love is asking for it. Maybe you want to go sit in the car and have car therapy. By the way, don't knock that until you've tried it, honey, because I love car therapy. I love speaking to my therapist in the car, and I love sitting in the car before I get out at any destination. Sometimes it's even my home and I want to sit in my driveway and just have a so do not knock it. It's something real. It's amazing. And so maybe you want to have car therapy on Valentine's Day, get you a little treat, some cup of coffee, because you know your girl loves coffee. So I have to slide that in all the time, because my friends, they know coffee makes me happy. So it's like, I know it sounds bad, but it does. It really does. I'm not even sure if it does the job of making me perky, because I am naturally a upbeat person. So I don't know, but I love it. I love to have a good cup of coffee, and I love to just sit in my silent. And so car therapy is perfect for me, because I get to sit in the car and just relax and drink my cup of coffee. And, you know, sometimes I have to make calls, but whatever. The point is, I want you to not look at where you're sitting right now, because Valentine's Day is such a sad day for many. And I was thinking to myself, like, it doesn't have to be sad. So yes, I know that there are different circumstances for everyone. I mean, you may have wanted to celebrate it with a loved one that you've lost. And that's truly, truly something that we all have to recognize, as, you know, it is definitely sad to not have your loved one. I would love to be able to just pour into my mom, you know, on Valentine's Day, because I think it's so sweet and it's so nice, right? When you've gotten a certain point in life and you can really just love on your mom and, you know, and the relationship we had. But I've learned that your loved ones, you know, they remember you happy, or they want you to be happy. And there is nothing wrong in taking a moment from even the most painful situation to just acknowledge yourself. And I think that's difficult for us to do, because we get so wrapped up in getting through pain or surviving or something horrible or something not pleasant. And so your mind is just like, I gotta do this. And you're not really thinking about, like, but I deserve a moment to myself. And your moment could look however it is to you. I can never tell you what your moment looked like, you know, because no one can. The moment is yours. So it may look taking a walk, you know, just taking some fresh air. It may be some real retail therapy. Whew, don't get me started on that, honey, because I love me some retail therapy. Oh my goodness. Maybe I should not say that. My counselor would be like, what? But no, I do. And it's not like major for me. So listen, I am completely fine with it. I could go in the store and get a new blouse, and the girl is feeling this is going to be beautiful. It doesn't replace my bad moment. It's just a moment I've taken to buy me a blouse, and I think of an outfit that I'm going to wear it with, and I move on with my life. It's fine, you know? No judgment here. Everyone could do whatever works for them. So, but I do think it's so important for us to remember that you matter no matter what you're going through. It's like you are present even in the storm. You matter. 'Cause you know, this is going to be so off, but I like to share what's on my heart, and so you are the person clicking the play button, right? And if you don't like it, then I respectfully understand that this is not a podcast you want to listen to. But I literally was sitting down and I was thinking the other day, you know how you zone out? I was really busy. I was running all day and just everything, being a mom and being an entrepreneur, everything is and that's when I'm thinking, like, what happened, God? Like, where is the help? You know? And so I was watching, I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't like fully watching it, but there was a show on and it was a fire. And so the hospital was on fire. Yes, the hospital was on fire. And so the fire department showed up, and it was a firefighter show, but I don't remember the name because honestly, I don't watch a lot of TV show, but for somehow I was on this. Okay, focus, Debbie. So the hospital is on fire. The firefighter showed up, and so they're trying to put this fire out, and the surgeon is operating on, you know, a dire, you know, a dying patient, and so he has to complete the surgery so that patient could live. And he literally was like, I'm not leaving. And people are like, get out. And you know, if it's a fire, come on now. We need to self-examine ourselves because we can't be passing judgment. Because honestly, if it's a fire, I know a few of us that's working would be thinking, we gonna go to that door. But anyways, I think I started paying more attention when he's like, no, I'm not leaving the patient. He will die, and I made a promise to his wife that I will save his life. So he decides to stay, right? And so these firefighters now are placed in this predicament that they're going to have to hold off this fire so it doesn't get to the OR, to give him 15 minutes or something like that, because they were screaming 15 minutes for him to complete the surgery. And what blew my mind, guys, was that the firefighters, everyone was praying, but the firefighters, they were exhausted because remember, it's a big old hospital and they gotta make it real. They took out everyone, they're exhausted, they're running from floor to floor. And so they call in for backup from another county so that they could need help, so that they could receive help from that county. So some of the guys that were the closest to the fire could take a break and come back down to the outside where they were just putting fire water to the building. And I know, guys, it's long, but honestly, what I got from that was, think about it. It's a fire. The hospital's on fire. It's an immediate need for help. But yet, they were still able to take a break because their chief saw that they would not make it for the next 15 minutes the way they were. So he pulled them out. And yes, they were complaints because men are macho. They're like, no, I could do it, chief. And I mean, let me not judge because I'm a woman. I'm like, I got this. So whatever. But they saw that he saw they needed to take a break to be the best version of themselves. So he was like, no, it's an order. I need you to go outside, do something else. And what? I don't know what, but I was looking at it and I'm like, that's life. Sometimes you're in a fire, and sometimes you are wanting to put that fire out. So you are pass the bucket, pass pass the bucket, and you're exhausted, but you're like, I'm not leaving this fire because this fire is still happening. Pass the bucket, pass the bucket. But are we allowing ourselves to take a break? And I know you're going to say, but they had backup. But did you explore your backup? Did you look at who possibly could be there to help you put a bucket and say, hey, I got you. Go drink some water. I'll throw the next bucket. Because I think sometimes it's so easy when you're in a space of survivalship, when you're in a space where you're really struggling. And get me, listen, I do not discredit that at all, because there has been several moments in my life that have shaped me to the person I am because I went through some fire. So I will never tell someone not to try to put your own fire out. You absolutely have to. Girl, I saw a comment the other day that says, who gonna come save you? It's probably true. But what I'm saying is, even in a battle, if you notice, it's planned out. There are people in different positions, and there is people doing different things. So yes, sometimes you're fighting your own battle, but there are people there for you that is like, hey, I got you. Like, I am here to help you. But they may not know how to help you, because, you know, I could speak on myself, like when I'm in the mode of trying to put things out and trying to get through things, like I don't really necessarily think like who's going to come help me with this. I am super blessed with good friends and a stable family support that I feel like sometimes it takes away the work I would probably have to put in to get someone to show up for me. Not sometimes. I think so. I think it absolutely does, because they are so supportive. And so I don't discredit that you sometimes will have to put work in to get someone to show up for you. But I do say, if you haven't put up a flag in need of a help, and so someone doesn't see it, then you may not know how many help you're going to actually receive. And a lot of times help comes in different shape and forms. And sometimes you think like, oh no, my family would help me, but I don't have family. But you may have really good friends that are your family, and that you may be thinking, oh, I'm taking that, you know, like I don't want to burden them. But have you really put it out there that you really need help? And, you know, like, I feel like we have to allow ourselves to say what it is that we need to say and just release it. That's probably very difficult, because even now I'm saying it and I'm like, I'm a person that's very private. So sometimes, you know, like, I'm like going through something and my friends will be like threatening. They'll be like, listen, girl, I know where you live. I'm going to come up. I'm going to show up. I'm going to be there. And I'm like, oops, I need to text that person back. Because I think now I'm more afraid of you popping up. But no, but so it's like, but I don't know. Maybe we should explore. Maybe I think it's shame why we don't ask for help. Or maybe it's just, sometimes you just don't want to burden someone. And then I've been told in the past, like, how do you know it's a burden? Because you've never put it out there. And so I honestly believe that. I'm like, how would I know if it's a burden if I never said anything? That's absolutely right. But I don't know. I think we need to do better. I think we need to do better at doing what's best for us and not doing what's best for us with an expectation that someone else may fix everything, but doing what's best for you because you have to say it. Like, if it's like you don't want something to drink and someone's forcing you a drink, say it. Say, I would rather not drink this, or I don't want to drink it. And not worry about, am I hurting that person feeling because I'm not wanting to drink something, but more in the sense like, we don't want to be mean, right? We're jumping all over the place, but keep with me here. Follow me. But we want to do what's best for us. So it's not really being mean. You're just saying, like, I don't want to drink that right now. Thank you so much, but I really don't want to drink that. Because what's the purpose of drinking it if you didn't want it? Just to please someone else. You got to get to pleasing yourself and being kind to yourself. Just like how we would think of not hurting someone's feeling. Wouldn't it be awesome if we thought about not hurting our feelings? Like, I think that's great. Like I'm not going to hurt my sister feeling. And, you know, you think about it, but think about yourself too. Be like, I'm not going to hurt my feelings because I don't want to do this. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to not put myself first, because you really have to love yourself. But there's so many different, you know, image of loving yourself. But I think the most important thing too is self-awareness, right? You got to start looking, am I in a fire and do I need a break? Am I struggling through something and do I need to step away from it for a minute? Because sometimes stepping away gives you a clear head, gives you a moment to think clearly, and so you could come back and you could solve it. But I don't think like there is anything wrong with stepping away for a moment. There is nothing wrong with you having a bad season, and within that season you have great moments. Those are memories that you could look back and say, wow, that year wasn't all bad. I accomplished this. I did this. I was able to participate in this. I was able to serve in this capacity. There's nothing wrong with it. And I feel like we need to stop cookie cutting everything. Like, I'm not saying this because I'm not a full-on fledged baker, but why do we need to have everything fit perfectly in this box? Like, who gave us the box in the first place? Who? I never got a box. I, like, for some reason I was using that term and I'm like, who gave me a box? I don't know. You don't know the person that gave you a box. You do not have to fit your life in a box. It does not have to be perfect to anybody else. It needs to be perfect to you, because really there's no perfection. It's just what makes you happy. Perfectly you, perfectly me, perfectly the other person, you know, but I may not see yours perfect and you may not see mine's perfect, and that's absolutely okay. You do never, ever have to raise a bar to somebody else. No, you're only competing with yourself. You're raising the bars a little bit higher as you allow yourself to grow. Not raising the bar a little bit higher because Susie and whomever over there has their bar at this level. Because you may not have reached that level. And it's okay. Like, stop making people put you in cluster. You are perfectly fine the way you are. And you're only competing with yourself. Be proud of who you are. Every step of your journey. It doesn't matter if the journey in front is cloudy. It doesn't matter if you're like, I hear this woman talking and I want to believe her, but I'm still in a moment. Excuse me, I'm still in a moment, I'm still getting through it. Listen, girl, or guy, pause the podcast and come back and listen to it again. Because I know I went a little bit all over, but I was trying to tell you that no matter what fire you're in, it's okay for someone to pass you the hose and a bucket. It's absolutely okay. There is nothing wrong with it. You don't have to be the person to throw the last water on a flame, okay? Just show up. Be who you are. And people will accept and love you because you are loving yourself and putting yourself first. It is so important for us to recognize our needs because we are better version of ourselves to give to others. If you are not recognizing yours and you're just throwing a little dirt on it and you're like, oh, well, I don't count. It's okay. No, you're not going to be the best version of yourself for those that you love and you surround yourself with. You have got to be the best version of yourself. So what are we going to do? We are going to practice self-awareness and self-acceptance. I know, because I had to go through that, because sometimes you're aware of things, but you don't accept it. So you can't really puddle through it, right? But you need to look just as if you were going to examine a new shirt on the rack at a store to make sure it's perfect or doesn't have any imperfections before you brought it home. It's the same thing I feel like you owe to yourself. Are you okay? Are you examining yourself daily? Are you taking time to love on yourself daily? You don't really need Valentine's Day to love on yourself. But I mean, it is a beautiful day and should really be celebrated and with your loved ones, however it looks to you, and should not be a shame. If you don't have a spouse, a partner, no shame is in that game. Go enjoy yourself the way that you want to enjoy yourself. It is okay. You love on yourself because someone's going to come along and see how you love on you and the love that you are giving yourself. And that is what standard you are going to uphold that person to, because they have only seen that from you. And so that's really important. Just like caring for yourself, anyone around you, they're going to care for you the way that they have seen you care for yourself. What is acceptable? So I am excited. So happy Valentine's Day to my audience. I'm super excited. And until next time, love, peace, and happiness.